I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we have an exciting show for you all.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Yes, we're touching on some explicit material. Taking an idea straight from the headlines, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion have the world going crazy for WAP. And if you're unfamiliar with it, check out YouTube, listen to the record. It's hit number one. It's causing some controversy, but it is all the rage. Karen, what are your thoughts on this video?
Well, why is it so controversial, Matt?
Well, I don't even know what to say. It's
you're making them nervous. You're making them blush, Karen. Come on, no, take them off the hook.
I think it is. It's the timing. It's a bit, you know, rap music has had a lot of sexually explicit songs throughout its time. I think the timing of this one has sparked a bit of a backlash, but it's also sparked a whole lot of success. The song has hit number one on the charts. So clearly a pandemic and the uprisings that are going on have not stopped people's libido. Yeah. So what are your thoughts, Karen?
Yeah, so first of all, it's such a good song. And the cool thing that I love about the song is like, it's actually just like a lot of other songs. It's not that crazy different. If you like Cardi B songs, you're gonna like this. It's normal Cardi B, but she pushes it even for her. You know, Cardi B's always got her stuff hanging out, she's always looking really sexy, and this is that in a song times 1,000,000. It's really graphic, and from a girl, that's like a whole thing, right? Also, she's a mom, and we're in the middle of a pandemic, so she's released this summer banger that's about her you-know-what, and on top of that, she's made it into like a whole entrepreneurial business. She started an OnlyFans to connect with OnlyFans, who are into the song and want to see more of Cardi B. And that's like literally not been done before.
For the listeners who aren't familiar with OnlyFans, can you explain what that is?
So OnlyFans is, so if you're familiar with the website like Patreon, for example, where you can post like podcast or video content, for money, with like a tiered pay subscription system. OnlyFans is like that, but OnlyFans also has a connotation of being more erotic or more explicit. Right. It doesn't have to be though, I don't think. I think you can have an OnlyFans and post whatever you want, but it's not just like any old content. Like you could have a podcast video, like we could put this video up on Patreon. It's really like you, like maybe videos of you or like live streams with you or pictures of you or whatever content you're producing and putting out there for like a tiered subscription kind of service that people can pay for and have access to you and your stuff.
Well, I know people are asking, what does this have to do with Two Black Guys with Good Credit? Well, we've been highlighting small businesses, and when we talk about fans only, I came to mind one of my good friends that can really break it down for our listeners and really understand the business of on Fans Only in the Business of Sex, basically. I brought my good friend Simba on the call. What's up, girl?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Simba.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's get it started. Simba, why don't you give us a little bit of a breakdown? Tell us a little bit of your background and a little bit about your business.
Okay, well, my name is Simba, born in Brooklyn, of West Indian heritage, but currently live between Nigeria and New York. I currently am a content creator for OnlyFans and have been since October. I also launched a website in July that has been booming unexpectedly. I sell sex. You know, sex is so taboo, even though everybody's doing it, hopefully over the age of 18. Everyone is so scared to talk about it. Because I'm so open, just in general, like that's just my personality, I just felt like it just made sense for me to stop talking about sex and sell it.
How are you setting yourself apart? Like, if people want to find sex online, there's a ton of it for free, right? So like, what do they get from you specifically that they can't get from anybody else, not just for free, but from any other creator?
Okay, so OnlyFans.com, just for the sake of background, was for celebrities to be able to have a more intimate experience with their fans that they wouldn't get on all other social media platforms. So that means more like even a more intense or inside scoop than a Snapchat. Because I feel like Snapchat is what gets as close to it, right? Except that Snapchat is like a ongoing daily clips, whereas OnlyFans would be like behind the scenes at a photo shoot. Maybe, you know, more of the entertainment aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So one very smart girl one day, I have no idea who she is, but whoever she is, hails to her. And if she wants a coin, I'll send her a dollar. Decided that she was going to take it to the next level. And that's why we're here. So what do I do that would make people subscribe and continue to subscribe? Well, my Instagram is quite interesting. I think that what differentiates me from everyone else is I'm cute, I'm curvy, but I'm funny, and I'm also smart. And the way that I deliver that, people like it. Like, there's some people that, like, you either love me or hate me. There's no in between. There's no, like, let's see. It's like, I'm messing with Simba, or I cannot stand her. Mm-hmm. And I think that the messing with me does a lot more, holds a lot more weight that they're not messing with me, and that it matters. But so I feel like my followers really enjoy my personality. I have explicit things on there, but I also have things where I'll be just working during the day. Like, literally, I have this peeping Tom session where I literally have this camera set up and I'm on my bed conducting business. And sometimes I get so far into business, forgetting that they're there, that I start discussing things that should not be discussed. Like, one time I discussed my address and someone caught it and was like, hey, do you really live at? And I'm like, no, I don't live there. But I say that to say that my content is very different.
You have like daily religious followers that like check for you every day, and they actually
listen. I have, first of all, so Cardi has her whatever they are, Beyonce has her beehives, Rihanna has her army. I have my boyfriends. Everyone on there is my boyfriend.
I know they feel that way too, and I know you're
on there is my boyfriend. Like, I don't care if you came here to snoop, if you came here to tell somebody this is what she's doing, you're still my boyfriend. So my boyfriends, they message me so much. We are like so in tune. I know what they're eating. I can finish a conversation without reading the past because, number one, I have a very photographic memory. So
how many of them are you? How many boyfriends do you have? Like, I know you're very smart. No, on fans on you.
Okay. My subscription is up to 715. And I know that sounds like a little bit to some people, but what most people don't know is you make more money off of tips than subscriber, than subscription. Guys are tipping. Guys understand that in order to get your attention and to be put at the top, that they have to pass a coin. And because my Instagram is very coin driven, anyone that comes to my OnlyFans understands the program before they even get there. They know, okay, in order for me to get her attention, I got to pass her a coin.
Well,
people want it.
Question for you. I appreciate the honesty, and I appreciate how you just broke that down. One thing we're really interested in addition to just you and your backstory, is the business, because business is universal. No matter what people are trying to do, people trying to launch their businesses, and especially during this economic period where people are losing jobs, a lot of people are thinking about launching their businesses or are working from home, launching, you know, digital or e-businesses. So how did you, you said you started it in July. What went into you launching your business? What kind of research did you have to do? What did you, what kind of money did it take, or help did it take, or how did you do it?
So I got stuck here, like a lot of people have, in March. And in the first month and a half, it took a lot from me, because I am usually away. If there's 30 days in a month, I'm away 28 days. So to be home for such a long period of time, and not only just be home, but to be locked indoors, technically, didn't do anything for me, but allowed me to sit, reflect, and think about the next plan. When I came back home in February, then went to Trinidad, then got stuck here, my plan when I got here was to buy a watch, and the watch was supposed to be $20,000. And I said, you know what? I really want this watch, but when I came back from the trip, it was sold. And I was like, Jesus, why are you playing with me? Like, you already know I came with my coin. I'm ready. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to invest 20K into myself. And that 20K into myself was not, it didn't start off with the plan of starting a business. It was pay off the last of my student loans, pay off the $6,000 I owed to the IRS, and just set up my next year so that I don't have to think about, you know, the minor things in life that are, well, the minor things that have become minor, but that are still major. So paying off student loans, paying off taxes, making sure that, you know, that my bills are paid for a year was important to me. So then I did that, and I still had some money left over. And in October, I went to China, and I attended the Canton Fair. And I've attended the fair in the past.
What is that? What's the Canton
Fair? So the Canton Fair is like an expo. Imagine the Jacob Javits Center on steroids. So it spans from about three to four weeks, and it's everything imaginable that is made in China, which is everything except us.
Okay.
Under one roof. So everything from eyelashes all the way to car wash machines and everything in between. And because I'm so hungry for knowledge, I said, you know what? I'm gonna go to this fair, and I'm not gonna just go to the typical sectors that I would ordinarily, which is hair, makeup, nails. I said, I'm gonna go to everything. First of all, I might find a husband. You never know. I mean, if they're out there, they got a coin. But also because I might be inspired by something. So I went to China, I was there. After 10 days in China, I always get a little stressed out, but I understood that I was there for a focus and I did what I needed to do. Came back from China. Also, I have a lot of friends in a lot of industries and a lot of executives, a lot of CEOs. And one thing I am is a hustler. So I said, let me go see all the sectors and then decide what it is I want to do for the next year.
Okay, right.
Came back with a lot of ideas, lots of pamphlets, lots of numbers, lots of contacts. But still was just in that mental state.
And were you going in the direction of like, you didn't know if it was going to be sex related. You were just going to do something, figure out what your next business was.
You know what? You know what's funny is the last booth I visited before the expo ended was a sex toy booth. So they sell
oldest business in the oldest business
you,
in the world.
Mind you, I had visited over 1,000 booths, and the one and only booth that I visited was a sex toy booth. And I wanted to take samples. A funny story with this. So they were packing up, and they had samples. And they had samples of things that were really big and really big and really big. So, of course, I wanted to take the biggest ones home. And But then I had a connecting flight in Dubai because I took Emirates Airlines. And in Dubai, even if you're going through transit, you cannot come in with any type of paraphernalia, like they like to call it. And because I had signed an agreement because they had confiscated mines in the past, I didn't want
confiscated your toys?
Yeah, lots of them. And very embarrassing. Like, miss, is this yours? Yeah, you took it out my bag and I'm standing right in front of it. Yeah, it's mine. Anyway, so because I didn't want to be subject to that sort of ridicule and possible jail time, I said, you know what? I'm going to contact you when I get home and you could just send them to me in New York. And they said, fine. went home. And honestly, in my head, I was thinking about developing a business with a friend of mine who is the daughter of someone really high in government in Nigeria to do waste management because they have a waste problem, recycling, etc. So I contacted her. I told her, listen, we got the plug. Let's do this. Then quarantine hit. Of course, no one's thinking about contracts. Nobody's thinking about anything except staying indoors and trying to figure out when indoors now becomes outdoors. And that lasted for a lot longer than everyone anticipated because it's still going on. Anyway, so then OnlyFans kicked up. So again, I started OnlyFans in October. And from October to now, the month that I made the most money was between April and May. And when I say the most money, 4 to 5 times the amount that I made
Let's drill down into that then. So you came back from China. You decided that you wanted to do something different. You wanted to adapt with a smart business person would do. The environment's changing. How can I find a way to make money in this market? So you went, you're inspired by the big, big toys that you saw.
And No. I wasn't inspired by that. I wasn't inspired at all.
So how did it come together where you decided to go to fans only and transition into this business?
Well, I was already on OnlyFans. It's number one, it's OnlyFans. Don't disrespect my coin, okay? But I was already on there. So it wasn't a matter of transitioning to be on there. But what I noticed is that the subscribers just tripled and quadrupled.
And you weren't doing anything different.
I'm sorry?
You weren't doing anything different.
Effortlessly. Is what I was about to say, effortlessly. But also, so quarantine also encouraged folk to also be online a lot more than ordinarily. I have a social media presence. It could be a lot larger, but I'm not on social media as much as people would think I am. I'm not the girl who's on her phone like this 24/7. I'm plotting, I'm thinking, I'm writing notes, I'm taking care of my to-do list. I'm, you know, like, I'm doing a lot. So because of this high level of boredom, I'm now going on people's lives and having a great time. And I ain't gonna lie, I was on live like every other night. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't on my live, I was on somebody's live. And my live is lit.
Well, I have a random question for you. Not really random, but like thinking about the type of conversation that could be had with you on a live, like just in terms of the natural kind of conversations that might be explicit or fun, but also thinking about the timing of we're with COVID and also the George Lynch and the Breonna Taylor and all the political stuff. Did any of that seep? Did that make things? Did those worlds collide in the conversations, or did you just keep it separate? Or how did that play into what was going on?
So during this time, a lot of people were requesting to do interviews with me because I am unapologetically me. And unadulterated. So at this point, there were interviews that were happening just about COVID, just about OnlyFans, but no one was really tying the two together. In this world, so many people have so many different views. So sometimes people can't understand that you can still be funny during a time of pain and anger and stress. And everyone deals with things differently, but I'm always in business mode. Like, I'm going to the George Floyd protest, but I'm gonna have my OnlyFans sign on the back of my poster because I'm about my money. Support black business. What's up? Stop playing with me. And there were a lot of people who were really upset about that. They were like, oh, you're trying to profit off of. I said, first of all, I never got my reparation. So don't tell me about profiting off of anything. I'm gonna profit off of everything until I get my coin. That's number one.
Simba
number
don't hold two, back.
Yeah, number two, marketing is marketing. So whether you like it or not, the fact that you're talking about it makes me understand and know that my business 101 course didn't go in vain.
All press is good press.
Yes. And number three, if I'm going to a protest and there are thousands of people there, and I'm going to look as bodacious as I'm going to be, whether I'm going to a funeral or a protest, why not tap into some of that?
I didn't get to see what your sign said. Yeah,
it
I just
said support Black business, onlyfans.com/erotic. Thank you, protesters, and my at name at the bottom of it.
So,
and no, I didn't get it done professionally. I got some markers and I did it myself because at the end of the day, no one's looking at the artistic approach to it. They're looking for the OnlyFans name and they're going to subscribe. The day that I put this up, that afternoon, I gained 260 subscribers. I'm always working.
That's the uniqueness about you. I mean, you're honest, you're direct, and you're leveraging kind of your work experience that you've done in the past, and now you're bringing it to, you know, to 2020 in COVID time. Yeah. And I think that's the amazing thing about your journey, about what you're trying to do. And it's a product that, like we said, from the beginning of time, everybody wants this product or this type of service. So I can't hate you. And if you're going
to... And you know what? And you know how I like to look at it? And this is a really good example. I sent it to my friend the other day. She says, you're such a scammer. Listen, Jeff Bezos was going through his divorce. His wife took how many billions of dollars from him? Did Amazon.com come offline?
Nope.
No. So I'm not coming offline either. Thank you. I am a serial entrepreneur. Like, if I told you how many businesses I've had in the past, you would be like, girl.
Tell us about that. What have you learned in that journey?
I learned you have to be, I can be very trusting of people. And I learned that you can't be too trusting of folk that don't have the same vested interest in you. I've learned that contracts are very important. I've learned that failing is not the failure. Not attempting to fail is the failure. I've learned that money is not all. Even though we all love money, invested money is not all either, because I've lost a lot of money, but I've gained a lot of knowledge. So
what's more important than the money to you?
What's more important than the money? The knowledge, the experience, because that's part of the journey. And I am where I am now because of all those mistakes that I made, all of those business ventures. And they weren't all bad, but I've had my share, and I'm actually proud of it, because not many people can say that they had the opportunity or the financial means to be able to do what I've done. And so
let me get back to talking about the business that you're doing. Now, I just want to kind of get through some of the myths and some of the taboos of it. First of all, one thing I know, you are hardworking. You're online every night, correct? For most nights. You give your fans something of you every night. Is that tiring and exhausting? Is it like a regular job? Is it, you know?
Oh, so I spoke. Okay, so I go walking every morning at 7 a.m. with the elderly women on my block. And today, it was just one woman and myself. She lives in my building. And I had an epiphany a few days ago. And so in 2006, I lost my job. And that was the last time I had a job that Uncle Sam was being reported to. Right? And after that span of working, I had a sugar daddy at the time, and he was like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to get a job. And he's like, why don't you take a year off and go travel? You love to travel. Go travel. And I'm like, I always get the best guys. Anyway, long story short, he said, think of a number. If I agree to that number, take a year off. I told him a number. He was able to do it. I hadn't gone to work since. And oftentimes, I think people confuse enjoyment with fulfillment. So I've had a lot of years of enjoyment. Private jets, yacht, Monaco for dinner, Croatia for breakfast, like everything you can possibly think of. And to wake up every day and not have to do something like go to somebody's job and work for somebody is cool. But when you're now waking up in the morning and doing it for yourself, it's a whole different level of happiness, of energy, but also of purpose. And I know this is sounding like a little deep, but
no, I think it's great.
Like 2 or 3 days ago.
I think people need to hear this. But before we go any further, you talked about purpose. Well, our purpose right now is we need to fulfill our sponsor break.
So we have that coin.
We have to go to we have to go to commercial. So you guys all stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit and our new business spotlight with Simba. We're talking WAP and adult-related businesses today. Keep it locked.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we're having our new business spotlight. We have the spotlight on a woman named Simba, who is telling us all about her business. It's an adult business, and she's doing quite well, breaking it down for us. Sean, Karen, did you guys have any questions for her?
Yeah, let me start off. Karen, Simba, you and I have had a number of conversations. One of the things I always like, I think I want you to tell the listeners is why you do what you do. And as far as when you talked about, you know, pleasing men, making them happy. And I thought your answer to that was like, was very, you know, it was different. So please explain to people, why do you do what you do?
Well, I hope I remember what I told you, but if it was honest,
as far as business, sorry.
Well, before I can get into business, I love enjoyment overall, sexual, physical, emotional. I love to be happy. And I enjoy sharing that with folk, whether male or female. Now, when it comes to the men, you guys are so different. You guys' minds are just like on a whole different level. And fantasy world is amazing to me. I love it. Like, I feel like I can be the best actress on the planet because I can wear every single hat. And when dealing with guys in general, like in your inbox and hearing their deepest, darkest, I like to get into people's heads. And if I can get you to where you want to get to without touching you, that does it for me. Like, I'm there. I'm like I'm all for it. I do video calls, and most people will do video calls and be like, this is great. No. I'm enjoying the video call just as much as they are, which is why I schedule it in certain frames because I know what I can handle. You know, like, I can't do it back-to-back, like most people. So I schedule it in a way so that I can have just as much enjoyment as everyone else because this is for us, even though it's for you.
And I think that's to do with your success because, I mean, you're really giving people the real, authentic experience that will keep people coming back for more.
Yeah, and you know what?
It won't come back. I'm sorry, that's what offends you being yourself. Like, comedy is just like that, too. Like, I do stand-up comedy. It's exactly like that, right? Like, making someone laugh and making someone have this, like, body reaction without touching them just whatever comes out of your mouth going into their head is, and watching people like convulse with laughter, all you did was like make some noises and it has that effect and it's like absolutely intoxicating. It's such a like energy exchange and people can smell it. If you're not being yourself, if you're being weird or like shady or you're like not being genuine, you're not putting your soul into it, you know?
Well, let me tell you what I've learned. I am the queen of making people feel comfortable. So I'm always in my apartment. I always have guests over and I'm always naked. People walk in and like, hey, and sometimes I catch them off guard. Like the DHL guy will come in. I'm like, hey, DHL. I'm like, you need me to sign? Okay. I'm like,
and you're so naked for the DHL guy?
He's not getting a tip. So let me give him a tip. Or a tip. But, what I've learned, even in the tensest environments, like I walk into a room, I'm bodacious, I'm curvy, I'm going to wear an outfit that's bang, Buddha bang. I'm not a nun. I'm coming full forward. And I will walk into a room, you'll walk into a room with, and there are 10 people there, 5 men, 5 women. You're like, hello, everyone. All the men will go, hey. All the women will be like this. But 15 minutes into me being there, those women want to be my best friend.
Oh, wait, let's rewind that for the people who are listening to this as opposed to watching it. You walk in, the men are excited, and the women, you get a stone-faced reaction.
5 men, 5 women. Hey, everybody. Because I make sure I do that. Because I want for everyone to not think that I'm that girl who has the attitude, like the body, and the clothes might give off. So I give that, hi, everybody, like I'm in fourth grade. The men are always like, hi, and the women are like,
Okay, so now I know your mind is always about the coin. So let's convert all these different things that you present, all these different ways in which you make men and women comfortable. And how did your mind convert that and switch that into now how can I leverage this and make a coin from it? And going to your whole online business and your other products.
Building the fan base on Instagram and seeing these other Instagram girls who are beautiful, but not talented, not intelligent, not engaging. I love them. A lot of them are my friends. But and seeing them market things that are of no value and are just retarded, I'm just like, listen, I can do this, and I can do this way better. I can not only sell better products that people are actually going to want and need, but the delivery and my marketing of it, like my commercial game, so many girls are hitting me up asking me who my videographer is. Girl, I can give you Steven Spielberg, Spike Lee, and Tyler Perry, and you will still not be able to mess with me because it's my mind. Like, it's where I am mentally that is taking me where I am. It has nothing to do with the videographer. The videographer, he's just there holding the camera. This is all me. And you know, I'm going to toot my own horn. I am, because for years, I was just this personality that people were just liking. And now I'm getting this coin, and I am proud of myself because I could still just be sitting back giving people free entertainment, going online and saying, hi, everybody, going online. Hi, everybody, cracking jokes and not making a coin. I'm making a coin. I'm making a killing. And I am so happy. And they have no idea because what I'm about to come out with, they're not ready. They're not ready.
So are you about it? Let's talk about some of the products.
Let's talk about some style. Okay. So if you go on my website, www.simbaserotic.com, the first thing that you see is a row of t-shirts, and right underneath it has a little blurb, and the blurb begins with Simba begins with a T. And you think Simba begins with a T? Yeah, I began with a t-shirt. That's where the whole thing came about. I am always talking about coins and boys and what I like the most, and I figured that I'd make a t-shirt.
Okay, so you want to describe that, Matt? It's about produce, vegetables, big vegetables.
Charades. Who's getting chosen for the $1 million charades game?
So for our listeners, big Matt. Vegetables, blue check.
Verified. And verified by moi, Simba's Erotic. So
talk about your verification process then. What happens with this whole thing? How do people want to become a member and so forth? Is this an added value to...
So initially, I wanted to do this just for my OnlyFans followers because my boyfriends deserve what they deserve. And they deserve to be in a lane of their own. Because to be my boyfriend is a lot. Like, I'm a little tripolar sometimes. And it is what it is. So I made this shirt in two colors, black and white. And it was to be showcased and sold just for them. And the process is that you pay $49.99 for the shirt, but not only do you receive this, well, you have to have a video call because there is a mandatory verification process. And the verification process is a video call, which is 10 to 15 minutes long, where you are either verified or not. If you are verified, you get a choice of one white or black t-shirt in the mail. And if you're not verified, you get a blank shirt in the mail. You get a shirt, but it's blank. Because if you're not verified, honey, we're not going to play any games. And yeah, there's no refund.
So wait, what are you? okay, this is my favorite part that I didn't know. The part where you turn people down is so sweet and so savage. It is, you know what though? Because that is actually such a genius move, because now if you get a t-shirt, it means something. Because some poor guy who just wanted to go through this process to take 15 minutes of your time, you said no to him being a subscriber, right? So you're turning down subscribers?
Absolutely. Like, I am 100% with them. Oh, and the best part for them is the verification process happens and I'm in the nude.
Okay. So let me ask you a question.
So they pay the $50 before the interview starts.
Honey, money always before honey. Don't do that.
I'm obsessed with her. So if someone does this process, what do they have to do
in Matt friendly language to get verified? And what would they have to do to totally screw it up?
There's a two-way street here.
Okay.
You've already paid, because in order for me to even call you, I have to see that the order came in. The order comes in. With the order, there's a little message box, and you are to leave your email and telephone number. I call you, and we've already arranged a time. So you have, or so if you're a grower, grow. And if you need help getting there, and if you need help getting there, me and my birthday suit will help you get there. And in that time, which always happens, because I'm definitely that girl, the verification process happens, because you're either going to grow or no, and that's that. So
no, you are not verified. You have to grow.
If you are not big, you are not verified.
Okay.
Period.
And you set the standard. It's just your call. There's no
debate. It's my call, because guess what? Big is relative.
You be big in spirit?
Honey. When people go, are you rich? They don't mean, like, they don't mean what you have in your brain. They mean what you have in your pocket.
Okay.
You be rich in spirit. On a serious note, I think it's such great added value. So now I can go you, I can see you on fans, on my online fan.
Wait, I'm sorry. Not to cut you off, but to cut you off. And there are men who know they're not getting verified.
Right.
They will message me beforehand and say, Simba, I want to order a shirt, but you know what I have. Will I get verified? And I said, baby, the only way to know is to place that order and let me call you.
That is business. That is smart business. Now, let me ask you a question. What if a woman wants to be a boyfriend of yours and wants to get verified?
So the way it works, okay, so we have two ways a woman has already done this process. There might be a third, because the hermaphrodites might come out of nowhere. But one girl called me and said, girl, I had a one-night stand with this guy, and I don't know if I'm ever going to talk to him again, but I know where he lives, and I want to send him a shirt. And I said, girl, but how do I know? Like, we can't just go against the grain because you said it's large. I've had intercourse with guys that girls had rave reviews about their size, and I got there, and it was just medium. And I'm like, what a waste of my mileage. Like, this is crazy. But anyway, so I said, you know what? We got to go to the supermarket. So we went over to Whole Foods, and I said, you got to show me, where does he stand? Like, are we going to the plum tomatoes? Are we going to the cucumbers? Are we going to the zucchini? Or are we going to the large bottle of smart water? Where are we going?
There.
So we went around the supermarket, and she was like, I'm going to show you, but let me get some things. So we went around the entire supermarket. She is extra. She's extra. You think I'm extra? She's another one. We got to the casual. I'm like, girl, when are you going to show me? She goes, hold on. The last thing she swipes, and she lifted it up, and she goes, is he verified? And I said, yes, girl. Put it in your mouth. Let me see.
When did you figure out to be that personal with people, though, right? Because you could just send the shirt. You could just be like, hey, we did a phone call. This is like a little intimate thing that we did. You get a shirt. Now you can subscribe and tip me. Like, when did you decide to make it exclusive, or was it always like that?
I think I've always given exclusivity with my honesty. I think to be honest with somebody 100% of the times is exclusivity, because you're giving yourself, you're giving all, you're giving that personal, intimate, personal touch. And I think they appreciate it. So when the shirts came about, someone asked me, I wasn't originally going to give out blank shirts. But my girlfriend was like, so what about the guys who are small? I'm like, that's a really good question. She was like, why don't you not give them anything? No refund. I said, no, we got to give them something. Like, you pay for something, you're going to get something. So you're going to get a shirt, but it won't be this one.
And what are your competitors? Are your competitors doing similar things, or this is something unique to you?
No, this is absolutely unique. I mean, I'm be honest with you, I have a lot of Instagram girlfriends that have millions of followers, and they're selling nonsense.
Is there anything else that you offer? So we got the
Okay, so everything is not just sex, but it may be sexy or novelty or for adults. Let's put it that way. So this is my mug that I feel like everyone knows somebody that needs this mug. Everybody. Whether it's, you ever been in a relationship where you guys go to sleep angry because you've had an argument and you wake up the next day and that one person has to be the person to break the ice?
Right.
Isn't that annoying? Like, guys, like, you live in the same house. Get over it and keep it moving. So I feel like for situations like that, this is a great mug. Because if you're the woman and you're the one who makes the breakfast in the morning, you say, you know what? You keep the trend of keeping the silence, and then you give him some coffee, and then at the end of the coffee, he knows that he's a fool. And then you guys are laughing. And you're
can you describe the mug for us, please, for the listeners?
Well, when so you this finish mug, it.
This mug is a ceramic mother of pearl, okay? 30 ml, yes. Yeah.
Milliliters, yes. Yeah, you're right. Yes.
And at the bottom of it, it has a hand, and the hand is giving...
saying, you're number one.
It's definitely a middle finger. It's definitely a middle finger. No number ones over here.
So you have to ladder up to the mug. You have to start with the t-shirt and then go mug and then whatever else. Or can you just be like, hey, I need this mug?
No, you can buy whatever you want. But the guys, so I also give deliveries. So if you live in the tri-state area, I will deliver it to you, but you have to buy one of everything and you have to pay an extra delivery fee.
What's your delivery fee?
Well, if you just want the delivery, it's an additional $50 if you're in New York City. I haven't done anyone outside of, but I am going to Philly tomorrow, and I just posted that I'm going to Philly, so I have a bunch of people hitting me up. So they have to think that I'm paying for the Amtrak just to come to them. So let's just put it at the extra $200. I haven't thought of it yet, but that's probably what it's going to be.
And what is the delivery? You just come to the door, you knock on the door, deliver their products, and that's it? How does it work?
The last delivery I did was about 6 hours ago. And this guy was like, yo, deliver my stuff. Yo. I'm like, slow down. Place your order. He placed his order. He actually didn't live too far from me. So I went to visit my mom in a nursing home, and he literally lives around the corner from the nursing home. So I went to drop it off. And you know these guys who think they're just too cool for school, and then they meet somebody who's cooler for school, and then they become, like, hotter than ice? That's exactly what happened. He walked up, and he was like, yo, Simba, yo, I'm like, hi. He's like, oh, my God, it's you. I'm like, yeah, it's me. I'm like, thank you for patronizing me. And I'm mad that you didn't buy the in-person verification, but that's okay.
So you have an in-person verification?
Oh, yeah, there's in-person verification, too.
Okay, we'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, let's leave that one alone. he came, he paid the additional $50, and he got all of his pieces, but he purchased one of each. So he brought a mug, he brought a t-shirt, he actually even pre-ordered blue. So can I just talk about my things? So we have the mug, then we have the toy, that I can only show you this part of the box, because everything else will be too much for your viewers. But this toy is everything, and this is a toy for men. And then you have the lube that comes
in. The toy is named Simba. You named the toy Simba as well, right?
You know what? Her name is Simba, but I like to call her Angela. Because she handles the handle.
Angela?
Angela. Yeah. So, and the commercial for Angela, you guys are not ready for it. Like, I play everyone in the commercial. Eddie Murphy don't got nothing on me. Go sit down, Eddie. I'm in the building.
Like, and where are these commercials broadcast? Strictly on your site, or are they?
Yes, on the site and on my Instagram. Because that is to entice people to go over to the website and to buy. The lube was purposely, so a lot of people were like my fake bougie girlfriends, because they're really not bougie. They're all like, why would you put the lube in bottles like that? Why don't you make it a little sexier? And the reason being is because what I discovered when testing the lube with one of my fake boyfriends is that this is a it like it serves two purposes. It's the lube, but it's also
Got it.
Use your imagination. So we have that. And so I recently launched, oh wait, you guys didn't even know this part. I recently launched, oh, I also have a female toy, but it hasn't launched yet, but this is what it looks like. And you guys are not ready for this. Karen, I got you.
It's kind of like a boom. Like, what are you doing? I didn't even know what that was.
Was that
Karen,
a boom?
I got you.
I'm not even trying to figure out how that works, Matt.
I have a whole process I have to do.
We will do a Zoom.
I'm not even trying to figure that one out.
We will do a Zoom tutorial. It's very intense.
Is that a boomerang?
I don't, Matt, leave it alone. Leave it alone. It's a woman's thing. I'm not trying to figure that one out.
Women are speaking.
Absolutely. And all of that is under the Simbers Erotic brand, which is my name.
I love the packaging.
So well branded.
But I also have another company that actually started as a result of quarantine, and it's called SSE, which is Serving Sexy Every Day. And it is a line that is predominantly showcasing and selling compression garments. So everyone's waist training. Everybody wants a small waist. Waist wear, waist girl. Waist training is a real situation. You're not going to wake up and just get this. It doesn't work that way. You can have as many surgeries as you want to. You will still have a waist. Waist training is a real thing. Waist trainers are to your body like braces are to your teeth. If you wear the braces, it will work. If people were able to take off their braces every single day, everybody would have messed up teeth. Hmm. So the longer you wear it is the better you are. And I've been wearing garments for 15 years, even though I'm only 17 years old. And people are always asking me about my garments. So a friend of mine was just like, you know what? You're selling all these things. Let's go into business. And her and I teamed up, and that's where SSE came in, Serving Sexy Every Day.
So Simba, what is your work week like? How many days? When do you shut it off? Are you like when does it close down? Like, what is
it? So first of all, because China is 12 hours ahead of us, I start work usually around 8 p.m. And I work till about 5 p.m. I take a nap and I'm back at work. Like, and I have never wanted to work so much in my life.
You're like, working for you. I mean, this is why we talk about these types of small businesses. I mean, they're not the norm, but I think it's phenomenal. You have like already like six streams of revenue, like six different products, different clientele. A mug is not for the sex person. The waist trainer is for a person that's trying to work on their figure.
But
the
did
toys
you say
for girls.
8 p.m. to 5 p.m. the next
Absolutely.
Day?
Absolutely. I mean,
when you think about a small business, if you could open up a business. Sorry, Matt, impressive. Not to cut you off, but if you're thinking about having a business, if you can open up a business where you have eight different product lines and you're providing a service by your online thing, that is a great business model. You have multiple streams of revenue.
Sean, but let's not talk like you work a schedule like she does. That is not normal. Like let's not act like, well, yeah, I also work at 8 p.m. to 5. We all do that. No, that is unusual.
Her products are coming from China. So for her to stay
ahead of
the game.
She made that
not
clear.
Only
I'm just
that,
saying.
Right, but not only that. When I tell you I'm hungry, I've had enough play. Like you know, chronologically in life, you're a kid, then you become a toddler, then you go to school, you wear this book bag for how many years, then you put the book bag down and you hold a binder, you go to college. After college, you pick up the pen and you're writing this pen and you're using this pen until you're 60-something, then you sit on a beach. I've done that in a different kind of order. And I've been on the beach for years. I've been beaching it. I've been coasting. I've been surfing. And now I'm ready to work. And the work that I'm doing right now, when I tell you it feels so good, like when it's 7 o'clock in the morning and it's time to go walk in Prospect Park, it's never a moment like, oh my God, I gotta go walking in the park. This is crazy. I'm like, let's go, ladies. Go, let's walk in the park. And then come back from the park, take a shower, and get to work.
How many people are a part of your company? What does it take to do all of this in terms of employees?
So in Nigeria, it's easy to have a lot of staff because it's really cheap. So in Nigeria, I have an assistant, but I also have another assistant who only works on social media. He's my social media guy. He is the hurry up, you got to post. He's on me. He's like, because I need people on me because I can really get sidetracked with talking to China all day and then forgetting that I need to promote and then got to do this and got to do this. Because this type of business requires you are doing a lot. Even though you might have staff, you're doing a lot because it's the personalization that differentiates you from
the Jeff Bezos and everyone else. Like, you are the business. You are the seller. You are selling yourself. You are the marketing. You are the tool. You are the product.
Everything. And this game's not for
everyone. You might have supplemental staff to help you facilitate things, the core is you. 75% of the work is me. Here, with this business, Serving Sexy Every Day, I have a business partner, which is great because she handles everything administratively, and I'm the brain. So I say, baby girl. And the good thing about working with people who know you, they don't get offended with you saying, girl, what are you doing? Wake up, smell a coffee, get it together, and not take offense. Because I can be sometimes very, like my honesty doesn't switch. So I don't have a honesty button that goes on and off. So what I give is what I give all the time. And sometimes if you don't know me, you can take it in a bad way. So our relationship, because she knows me so well, she doesn't get offended. We work well together. She appreciates everything that I say because she understands that I know the compression garment game. I know it. I know surgical, post-surgical. I know it. I can change your life if you really want to change.
So what's the next 5 years like for you? Like 5, 10 years, you know, what's the future of this business? And where do you see yourself in a few years?
Yeah, just to add on, is it a COVID business for you? Or this is going to be ongoing past COVID?
No. This is ongoing. I have what I've learned with knowing a lot of people with a lot of money. And when I say a lot of money, I mean like people with millions of dollars in their bathroom, liquid money, cash money. When I tell you my brain is so, because I'm a serial entrepreneur, because I've had a lot of experience, because I've traveled the world, I have so many ideas that are, I feel like what happened with my journey is I only had capital to do the things that were feasible for me or attainable for me at the time. The things that are the idea, the big thing, I didn't have the money to do it, which is why I didn't do it. Because if I did, I would have. I think people need to believe in you, and you need to show them that they should believe in you by being able to produce things and show that it works. The things that I want to do, a lot of them don't really require that much capital, but I also don't want to do a business that's going to tie me down to one place. Even though I am ready to work, I'm still want to enjoy life. So I am not going to open up a storefront. And no, that's not for me. I'm not sitting in nobody's storefront. That's not me. It won't be me. I'm not going to do that. So over the next few years, I know that once I show what I can make this into, I can get capital on a whole different level from folk who will believe in things that I want to do. So in December, I'm going to open a drive-in movie theater that's going to be in Ghana. Funny enough, I went to a meeting in Nigeria about this where the vice president and other
people... X-rated movies or just movies in general?
Movies in general.
You're okay. Not going to be the intro. I'm just picturing Simba on the big screen.
No, don't get it twisted. In the beginning, well, before the movie begins, you know, there are ads. My ad will be in there. Like, I'm always working. I'm always going to be seen. I'm always going to find a way to fit in. So, yes, technically, I will be on the big screen. But I say that to say that. So, I like to do a lot of pop-up businesses that are around for whenever it's around for, so that I can move and groove how I want to. But where I'm going with this and where people see that I'm going with and they are sharing my vision and understanding how I can turn this into something else. I've already been speaking to a ton of people about things that they wanted to do, that they want to include me in, and me wanting to include other people, because I do not want to do any other business in life by myself. I do not want all that responsibility. So in the next 5 years, where do you see me? I'm going to be the exact but opposite Donald Trump. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to be doing this business, that business, that business, but I won't be an asshole.
So you're doing it bigly for the next 5 years and beyond.
It was for our small business show. I think this was an amazing interview just to give, to inspire people, let them know, like, you know, how growth is obtained. How you are, you know, steering your own vessel, and how that, you know, to obtain success is about hard work, about believing your confidence is out the door, And it's about like, you know, I have people that will have this one idea and they think that one idea is going to take them to the promised land. But I always believe it's a multiple of ideas. It's diversification. It's expanding on your product. It's not sitting there and just thinking that this one thing is going to take me to the to the final destination. And I love that about you. I mean, you really, I think even when you're sitting in this interview, you're coming up with ideas in which to grow and expand. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I would just sum you up as Brand Simba with many different sides to you.
Well, Simba, yeah. We're almost out of time, but I just want to tell you, we appreciate all the insight and what you're bringing to the table, the success, and we wish you the best. So we want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm officially completely obsessed with you. We're going to be talking privately later.
No questions.
I have things to talk to you about and questions to ask. We're actually not dissimilar. Like, comedy is really similar to what you're doing. You are just your own brand and you're selling yourself all the time. And you're providing a service, like, it's more than providing a service, providing an experience, right? And it can only come from you. That's what's so interesting about it. And it's really intimate. And it's almost involuntary, the reaction that you get from people. So I think that is so, so dope.
So one more time, Simba, can you tell people that want to check you out either on IG or on your website? Give us the information, how they can find you.
So on Instagram, I can be found under my IG name, which is Simba's. I'm going to say this slowly because no one ever gets it right. Simba's Erotic. So it's just a play on words. SymbasErotic. Thick. So you can find me there. You can find me on Snapchat under Simba's Coin. SymbasCoin. And you can always go on the website, www.SymbasErotic.com. And OnlyFans.com/erotic. And OnlyFans.com/SymbasErotic. Erotic is for the boys. Simba's Erotic is for the girls.
Well, there you have it. And that brings this new business spotlight episode to a close. I want to encourage all of our listeners to send in your questions. Sean, how can they hit us if they have questions?
You can email us at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's two black guys with good credit @gmail.com. Please send in all your questions, what you thought of the show, what you thought of the lovely Simba. We'd love to hear your response. And, you know, like, we try to always push the envelope in this show and bring you things that you may not get anywhere else except for our show.
Definitely nailed that today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. All right, everybody, the show's not over yet. We'll be right back with a quick recap of today's episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Two black guys with good
That was heavy, guys. We never usually do this, but I think this show is deserving of like a quick wrap up behind the scene, what you thought. And Karen, I'm gonna let you start this one off.
Yeah, I loved that interview so much. I'm actually so inspired by Simba. I said it a little bit when we were talking to her, but I feel a personal connection to her as someone who also does creative work and as someone who's so self-directed and who is the business. You know, when you're a comic, people aren't just there to hear you tell jokes like they could just put on Netflix or whatever. They want you to look them in the eye. They want your attention, and you have to find a way. You can't just do a spot for, you know, $50 at night or $100 at night. You have to find a way to commodify that and turn it into like an active business that's making you money all the time, that can grow while you sleep, to like sell things, interact with people. And it's also just exhausting.
You were really inspired by her, weren't you?
I was actually really inspired, and more than I thought, right? Like, she resonated with me more than I thought, not just as like someone who's doing something creative and entrepreneurial, but someone who has so much love for the game, you know?
And that work ethic is amazing. So that, right. Like when she broke down the hours she puts in and how much of this she's doing herself, like 75% of this business is pretty much, it's all her. I mean, what she's selling is her. If people are buying into her, her natural, her energy, you know, it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought, I think she's such an interesting and amazing person, and I just love like how she believes in what she's doing, the confidence that she has, and how she's like constantly recreating herself. She sees an opportunity, she's not thinking about it, she's not hesitating. She's like, I can do this, I got this, I'm ready to go in this, I'm gonna monetize this. And I think for small business people, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're selling or providing or servicing, you just gotta have that attitude of like a Simba attitude.
Yeah, and that fearlessness, right? Like, she mentioned starting businesses in Nigeria, in Ghana. Like,
there's no borders.
No borders, so creative, so opportunistic in the best way, and fearless, you know? She also talked about not being afraid to fail. And if you're gonna start a business, and you said something about this, Sean, too, about how you can't just expect to do one thing and have that be the success. The success is in the failure also. And so—
Yeah, what did you say about failing again? What was that line? I loved it. What did she say?
Failure was to not, how did she put it? Like, failure is like to not try or to not—
Yeah, I was just like, failure, oh well. Like, I love it.
Well, a successful person, especially an entrepreneur, you know, they must have had a string of failures behind them that aren't really failures. You know, she wouldn't even know how to do what she does now if she hadn't tried it before and needed to tweak something or change something. And that you have to just be so unafraid.
You miss every shot you don't take is what they say. Right. So yeah, you gotta pull the trigger. You gotta go out there and be aggressive. But I also thought just her embracing technology and kind of like we're in an era in COVID, like a lot of people are struggling or are paralyzed, and she took this as an opportunity to really just create. So I think that was another
I have so many friends that don't know how to pivot.
Yeah.
You know, just really refuse, still selling widgets in a non-widget environment. And she's just
widgets to people.
And she just knew, like, I'm home. This is not my business model now. How can I recreate myself and adapt to this environment? And that's the momentum is, I said, is she quitting? Are you going to continue to do this? She's like, yeah, like I've gotten the momentum. I'm riding this wave out. And I think that was phenomenal.
And she has a very clear understanding of what people want from her, right?
Like, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mug, and it has this thing at the bottom. Nobody cares about the mug. Nobody cares about the t-shirt. You can buy a mug anywhere. You can buy t-shirts anywhere. It's because it's her. And creating that level of like exclusivity with people and intimacy with people is, she's just taking what people do on this macro scale, like big companies how to do it. The micro scale, you do it between you and your friends, right? It's not why, like, you're not friends with every single person that you pass on the street. Friendship is exclusive. And so she's bringing that like intimacy.
And make you feel like you're the only one. Like, I have people like that where you're like, my lawyer, for example, perfect example. I used to host, am I your only client? Because the way he knows things about me, the way he's able to, I feel like I'm, and that's what the successful business people know how to do. You know, I think her success is because of that personal thing that she does, you know, and how good she is at doing it. So there's so many gems you can get from listening to her speak and tell her story of, of success.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, she even has a name for people, right? They're all her boyfriends. Like, that is so endearing.
Personal. Like, yeah, exactly.
Right. Imagine if you're that guy. I mean, I don't know if you guys are.
I'm not that guy, Karen. Come on. I do podcasts and ship, okay? That's what I do. And I'm a slimy landlord. I'm a landlord. That's it. I'm not that guy. Nothing wrong with that guy.
No judgment. You do not have to defend yourself to me. I would never sit here and judge you.
I do have a t-shirt. She did send me a t-shirt, though. I didn't verify, but I got a t-shirt.
To that point, that also makes me think about our listeners and our traditional shows. Like, I hope that the listeners can recognize all of the business gems that, you know, this may be an extreme business for some of the people who tune in on a regular, but the hustle, the grind, and
that's the point of it, exactly.
Right, those lessons that she's applying to her business, you can apply to yours, and I just think I hope people really take away and see the connection.
Exactly. I mean, we had a lot of discussion about this show and how we were going to do it in a way that people would connect on that and see, you know, what it takes to be like. She's a serial entrepreneur, and she fits that to the T. And if you're trying to be that hustle, you're trying to, you know, when you hear these songs and you want to be that hustle, you have to really symbolize it and become that serial entrepreneur.
Symbolize it
and get there. And that's why she's inspiring to me every time I speak to her. Yes. And I forget like the product or service she's providing because I'm so caught up in her hustle.
Yeah, and I mean, and isn't it irrelevant really what she's selling, right? And first of all, also, like, no shame in that game. She's selling something that people really want, and she's identified this niche. She's good at it. She's doing a great job. She's absolutely killing it with her hustle. But also, if she decided to get out of the game completely and sell cars or whatever,
widgets.
She would kill it.
Widgets, yeah.
Widgets, right? She wouldn't be a professional.
Absolutely, and that's the point of this episode. Yes, go. That's the entire point of this episode. It's not about what you're selling, what you're providing. It's the attitude that you bring to the table to create success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm obsessed.
That's the show.
Yeah, I love her. I'm actually like, she's converted me as a fan already off the bat, like, you know, personality wise and also just hustle wise.
I think we've said it all. Like, this is an example of how your hustle and your focus, your ability to pivot can bring about success. So take those lessons and apply it to your business. As I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm Matt Smith, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, the white blonde Jew of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, someone with credit that's getting there, and it's been an honor.
You can hit me up at Karen Margolis on everything, KerenMargolis. I'd love to know what you guys thought about this. I can't wait to talk to you guys. Can't wait to talk to you, Simba, and I had a great time. How about you guys?
And I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I had an amazing time on today's show. And once again, just be fearless. Like, life is short, be fearless and know that whatever you do, you can find a way to monetize it and live the life that you choose to live. Like I say every week, Matt, guess what? Keep your money in your damn pocket, and I'm out.
Black guy with good credit.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.